bad week for Trump as sources have come forward claiming he called American war dead losers and suckers. And Bob Woodward has provided tape of him admitting he deliberately underplayed the COVID pandemic. But will it hurt him in the polls? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. You can find us each week, especially leading up to the November election, at US of Ed, wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Losers and suckers. These are terms Donald Trump used to describe American war dead, according to a report in The Atlantic this week. Given the kind of things Trump has been willing to say publicly, I don't find it that hard to believe these are the sorts of things he could toss out privately. But given the almost worshipful nature America has toward those who serve, could this one impact Trump in November, Ed?
Yes, it certainly could. And he has said it publicly. Remember, he called McCain essentially a coward and a dummy for being captured. I don't like captured soldiers. He's no hero for me. I'm a veteran because of military service that most of us had to take on. Many, many Americans served in the military at some time. So this cuts very deeply to the core of the United States fighting for your country. It's particularly the core of Trump's own constituency, the rural South. The rural states in general produce most of the military. He has lost, according to polls taken within the current military, most of the support from the average soldiers. This is very bad business for him because those soldiers have relatives and friends. The vets go to the vet hospitals, the veterans organizations. Trump's in deep water with his own constituents. I don't know if they'll come out and say things about him, but they'll certainly say, I'm not voting for him and not having anyone in my family vote for this man.
More Trump comments breaking this morning. According to famed Watergate reporter Bob Woodward, regarding COVID, Woodward has said, well, he's got Trump on tape, admitting he knew early on the coronavirus was deadly stuff. And yet Trump told the veteran reporter, I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down because I don't want to create a panic. It's pretty damning stuff, Ed.
Yes, but this is even worse in the sense he knew how deadly it was. I listened to the tape. It wasn't as though, and I thought he was just kind of ignorant and foolish about the severity of it. He knew how it was carried. He knew how bad it was. He knew how deadly it was. And then he has no game plan. It's like a car coming at you and you say, I don't know whether to get out of the street or lay down. He had no game plan for how to deal with it. No idea as to who to call on. That was all forced on him. And now he's backtracking, saying, I didn't want to call for panic. And furthermore, he keeps calling the whole disease a plot. Some kind of a democratic or left-wing plot or a Chinese plot. Boy, if people are intelligent, they can read and write, they've got to say, this guy has got to go.
Staying on COVID for a moment, the Trump administration has claimed a vaccine could come in October, which would be an awfully convenient boost for Trump. Where are we on trials and such?
Well, it was just announced yesterday that the largest trial is being put on hold because someone had a very difficult reaction to it. Now, that's not uncommon. But what is uncommon is all nine of the manufacturers came out and said they are not going to rush this product to market. They were reading the polls. 63% of the people said they won't take it. Basically, because Trump says, I'm going to get it out there as soon as possible. Well, I might be a Trump supporter, but I'm not stupid. I'm not taking this stuff because almost everything else Trump has said has been a lie. This vaccine might be a lie too. This is very troubling. I think what the drug manufacturer is saying, we're going to wait until middle of next year or early in the spring of next year, that is in April, March, before we start vaccinating people. This means more people will die, but it also means more people will live because by that time, the political storm should be over.
And what is going on with the relief bill? Mitch McConnell producing a slimmed down version of the bill earlier this week, pushing for
That
a
was the
vote.
bikini. It wasn't just slimmed down. It was a bikini bill. It had a little bit of everything in it, but enough to make sure the Democrats reject it. So they can say we put something up and the demos rejected. I don't know where people stand at this moment. It's hard for me to assess. I don't think this will go anywhere, particularly since people are accustomed to the bad treatment they're getting. And it's only going to go on for a month or two, no matter how things turn out. I don't understand why the Senate's doing this because the Senate could be lost in this election. It'd be my advice to them to throw everything they can at this, but to shorten the time horizon. Say it'll be over in June or April. But this makes no sense to me at all. When the American public is hurting so much, both from COVID and from the economic after effects.
And this one is getting buried a little bit, but Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, there's calls for campaign finance investigations into DeJoy following allegations he and cronies in a previous private sector role would urge employees to contribute to Republicans and then reimburse them through bonuses, which would be illegal. What's going on, Ed?
It's both illegal and immoral. It's against every US code there is. As long as I can remember, you cannot even put money in a campaign for your wife unless her name is on the same check. You can encourage your employees to donate to their favorite campaigns, but not to designate one. This is crazy stuff. He's violated both federal and state laws and election codes. I don't know what happens to him, but maybe there's a large enough trash bin for a lot of people in the Trump administration.
Trump said during a Labor Day press conference that he'd be happy to see an investigation into DeJoy's activities. Pretty freewheeling press conference, really. Anything else coming out of Labor Day this week?
Well, the biggest thing is that Trump now is on the defensive for two reasons. One, he's going down in the polls, going up with the national polls. Some of the battleground states, things have really tightened, like Florida. And so what he has to do is preserve all of his energy to a campaign where he's running out of money. And if he can kick out the Postmaster General in time, he can hold up the mails. That'll save him some money. So he's not defending this guy. He just wants to get rid of him, but he doesn't want to do it himself. He wants the government or an investigation to get rid of him so he can put in another crony who will actually slow down the votes. Oh, this guy is slick.
California, the wildfires we're seeing there, Oregon as well, are devastating fires. As an overarching issue, this is one we've talked about previously at some length. Ed, the factors involved, the solutions needed, anything to add to the latest?
I don't have anything. I think the problem is the whole system's weakened. State governments are weakened. Their fighting capabilities weakened. People have made the mistake of moving up into the woods during the summer months, adding to the burden that occur when people are around with their dogs and cats and spilling things. And once a fire starts, of course, it's got more things to burn. So this is just the real hell. And California and the West Coast is facing it. Don't know what can be done about it. But I do know they're calling on Australia to help.
Looking overseas, and in Saudi Arabia, 8 defendants have supposedly been sentenced to prison terms for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Now, we don't know who these defendants are. We don't know about the ongoings of the trial. All looks suspiciously like a bit of a clean-up operation for the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, he's getting rid of the evidence, isn't he? Yeah, these are the guys that did it for me. Everybody knows it happened. Now I have to shut them up. Execute them. Have a trial. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. They are so transparent. Let's move on to the Chinese.
Well, yeah, with the Chinese, this is more an Australian story, but very important, I think, on a global scale. We've seen Australian journalists fleeing the country following advice from the embassy over there. What's going on?
Well, look, Hong Kong is going to be cleaned up soon. The last thing you want is a bunch of Australian journalists who know their way around China to be in the way. They got rid of most of the American journalists over trade war stuff a couple of months ago. You can be sure the British and other journalists will be called spies or whatever. They got a clean house before they clean up Hong Kong. A friend of mine brought to my attention yesterday, and I said, oh my God, that's the deal. It's not about local trade secrets. It's not about warmongering. It's about taking the offensive as they move into Hong Kong to clean it up.
And we haven't touched on this one in a while. It's been a bit quiet, but Brexit. Boris Johnson this week threatened to override elements of the Brexit withdrawal agreement that's been, well, let's face it, painfully negotiated with the European Union, which the EU says could breach international law. Any thoughts?
Well, it not only breaks international law, it breaks every agreement between the EU and Great Britain. The tricky issue here is the relationship with Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland needs that back door into Ireland. And if that gets shut when this breaks up, you're going to have a lot of breakups in England, including Scotland. So I don't know what Boris is up to. He may be soothing some local crowd, but Scotland and Northern Ireland are really in the crosshairs here of being destroyed. And if it starts, trouble starts in Northern Ireland, and it starts trickling to the Republic of Ireland, we'll be back in the soup again with those Irish wars.
Yes, let's hope we don't see trouble with a capital T in that particular situation. Ed, back in the race, obviously touched on these ones a little bit before, but we're only 8 weeks out from a result now. Polls look strong for Biden, but, you know, with scandal after ludicrousness from Trump for
so
long.
They're probably 1 week.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing that the polls aren't even stronger. There's a sense that, you know, voters made up their minds a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, mate. What this election is about are those people who voted for Trump last time giving him a chance. There are a few people like that. About 1% or 2% of the voters said, let's give this guy a chance. Another 1% or 2% said, I would not take Hillary at all. And then black voters said, both these guys, plague on both their houses, and they stayed home. So you get the black voters out. You get the people who put their nose up about Trump saying, nope, these drugs are not good. I'm not taking them anymore. and you bring in those suburban people who say honesty and integrity is very important, it's still only 3 or 4% of the population. And in Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, if they vote toward Biden, the race is over, because the entire West Coast is going that way along with Arizona. The entire East Coast, all the way down to North Carolina. It doesn't matter what happens in any other place.
And on campaign finance, reports I've seen this morning are that Republicans have raised over $1.1 billion for Trump's re-election bid. But coming into the final stretch, they've already blown $830 million before Labor Day. That's a lot of money, of course, plenty being spent by Democrats as well.
A lot of it's spent on Trump properties.
Mm.
Trump's had these events at his properties. He's charged people in the campaign for working at the White House, for putting on events at the White House and government properties, totally illegally. But he's paid his own. That money is finding its way back into the Trump community, back into his coffers. He's got to scam enough out of this to get out of town.
Ed and I will be back next week with all the latest in news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.